Jim, a much better played game by your team today. You guys, one positive I picked out of the final stats, your team winning the faceoff battles. It's good to see at least some positives on that.
Thank you, Kelly. Oops. I appreciate you pointing that out.
Oops, I lost you here. Hold on. There you are. Okay, let's try that.
Are we on?
Yep, there we go. Sorry about that.
No,
got too
no
many
problem.
Cords plugged in.
It's kind of where the day's gone.
Yeah, it has, actually.
Thank you for pointing out that positive. It's always good to find positives, because you always can.
Definitely, and I have to admit, to even today when that penalty shot was called, I had thought somebody had taken a break, you know, taken a timeout, and so I went to a break, and I'm sitting here, and I look over at Tegan, and I'm like, what just happened? So it's been one of those kind of crazy weekends for you guys. Talk about today's game. You know, Hannah Moore, a great battle by her. Your team was down 2-0. You could tell that something was, you were trying to get some spark going. And Hannah Moore, from her knees right out in front of the crease.
That was a big goal.
It was a huge goal.
I thought Hannah had an outstanding game today. I thought her line with Huber and Grenier was outstanding. And that was a big goal at the time, no question. It was, we'd had a number of chances. I know Citro had a great chance just before that, and then even after that, Riley Fawcett had a chance. And we were getting pucks to the net better today than we had yesterday. But unfortunately, we took an undisciplined penalty,
mm-hmm.
to be honest, and they capitalized on it. And, you know, sometimes it's not who you play but when you play them, and we probably caught North Dakota at the wrong time. Not just the fact they're playing really well. I think they're very emotional with the return of Rebecca Kohler. And, I mean, you got to give them credit because they scored some pretty, pretty impressive goals all weekend long, and they got some more today.
You, as a former goaltender, I know for Brittany Mowat, it's got to be just heart-wrenching. You know, she had come off of such a great weekend against Wisconsin, both her and Dieters. They come into, like you said, a hot zone playing against a team like North Dakota that's playing so well right now. What do you tell Britt and Dieters going in out of this weekend?
Well, you know what, they're not robots. You know, they're young ladies. They're going to have off nights, and that's just part of being an athlete. There's absolutely no way you can expect everybody to be at their best every single time out. And you know, we've grown accustomed to some outstanding goaltending all year long, and we've seen it so often that I think we too tend to take it for granted. But you know, there's no question they were not at their best this weekend. But again, that's you know, that could be said for a lot of players. I mean, that's just hockey. And knowing those two, I know they'll be right back at it this week from practice. And I know the next time out we're going to get great goaltending. They're very, very good goalies. We have all the confidence in the world in them, and so do their teammates.
Something I didn't mention to you in the pregame show about Caitlin Tugas, with her assist yesterday, it was her 20th point. She is the fastest BSU player to reach that 20-point plateau in a season. I just wanted to throw that out there, another positive for your team when you got a player like Tugas who is quite the sniper, and, of course, getting assists are just as important as goals.
Oh, no question. No question. That's the type of player she is. You know, Tugas is not the biggest player out there, but she's certainly very dynamic and can be very, very effective, you know, when it comes to the offensive side of the game. And I guess it's no surprise that she's done that.
Your penalty kill has been so good this season. 27 consecutive penalty kills until North Dakota snapped that here today with two back-to-back power play goals. Talk about how this Beaver penalty kill has been so important to your team.
Well, we always talk about special teams being a real key factor. You know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. If you can be positive on the special teams, usually it's going to equate to being successful in the game. And unfortunately, we gave up the two power play goals, and the one, probably the biggest one, was that one that made it 3-1. Because, like I said, at that time, I thought we had momentum. We had found some definite juice. We had a number of good shifts in a row. There was a definite rhythm in our game, and it was just unfortunate that we took that penalty and then they were able to capitalize on it.
Your team gets an off week. Nice to get a break right now, isn't it, just to kind of regroup?
Oh, no question. You know, this has been a grind of a month. You know, we've been on the road 4 straight weekends and against some pretty doggone good hockey teams every time out. Every game has been a big game in terms of the importance, and that's a lot of mental strain. It really is. So the break's coming at a good time. You know, certainly there are bumps and bruises that'll give everybody an opportunity to get healed up, but we'll have an opportunity to reflect and to really, really prepare ourselves for the stretch run. And like I told the team, you know, it's kind of out of our hands now in terms of getting home ice. We're going to need some help, but we can't control that. What we can control is the opportunity to get better come this week and be ready to play St. Cloud when the puck drops.
I know, as I had looked at the standings, I even said it might be the first time I cheer for the Gophers and the Bulldogs in the same weekend, but they could obviously help you guys out next weekend with that bye weekend there. But, Coach, have a safe trip back to Bemidji. We'll see you at the rink on Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Kelly. You too.
Thanks.